It's a bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys on 760 WJR. Sponsored today by McFarland Painting. To change your home's interior from kitchen cabinets to walls, trim, and stair railings, get an estimate request at McFarlandPainting.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
We've been waiting a long time to get John McFarland here to talk about all the different things they can do. They're not just a painting company.
They sure aren't. Interior, exterior, cabinet refinishing, handyman services, wallpaper. If you need any handyman services or painting services, stick around for the next hour of the bonus edition of the Inside Outside Guys featuring McFarland Painting right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the special Inside Outside Guys show sponsored by McFarland Painting. We've got the owner, John McFarland, here, and we want to chat a little bit, John, regarding how you got started, how you got into the business, and then how your company has grown and the types of services you provide.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me. I started really before I could drive, to be honest with you. I got a mayday call from an older brother who was a live-in manager of an apartment complex and needed help painting a unit. And my dad said, sounds like a great thing, let's go. So I was told to start working, not asked. And I did that throughout high school, and it was a great experience. We had to meet deadlines with getting these units finished. We had to invoice the management company, and we had to do it all by ourselves. So even at a young age, that was kind of a great gig. I worked it around athletics and practices and things like that. And then it became a little bit more formal after I graduated high school. I got a job with a local painting contractor at 18 and really learned a lot more that first summer doing more of the residential stuff that we do now.
You know, one of the biggest problems we see people make who open businesses is they are great painters, they're great roofers, but they lack in the business area. That's obviously not you. If you started off right away painting and invoicing and taking care of those customers, you got a good taste of that. And speak to how important that is, especially in your industry, the communication, taking care of customers.
For us, that's paramount. We have two things here in the building. It's client satisfaction, employee success. So we have to do the business part to meet those. Certainly, our main offering is painting and home services. But if we don't communicate on how those things are going to go to the client, and we're not clear with quotes and expectations and meeting deadlines, you can do the best paint job in the world, and no one's going to feel very good about when it's finished. So those other things, I think, are what are paramount for us. And I think what sets us apart from a lot of folks in our industry. We've said this for years. We're a professional company that paints.
I love it.
And I think that has to be known. That's what matters when you get a project done with us. You know when we're arriving. You know how long it's going to take. You know what you need to do before we get there. We want to eliminate those surprises because in the end, that's going to be frustration for the homeowners.
And you. And you're
100%.
Yeah. It's all 100%. About communication. Yep. In all relationships.
Absolutely.
Now, McFarland will do the inside, the outside, they'll do the entire home, but you do much more than paint.
Yeah, on the outside of the home, we do a lot of things that some painting contractors don't do, like wood replacement is really big for us. In our area, we're dealing with a lot of roughs on spruce homes, homes built in the 90s and 2000s, and so we do a lot of that carpentry, wood replacement, siding replacement, adding in flashing, adding in some metal trim that prevents it from rotting out again down the road. We also talk to people about sprinklers. Sprinklers is a bay window's worst enemy. Those bushes get higher, it doesn't dry. So we do those things that try to prevent this from being a headache, even 20 years down the road when we're done with our repairs, too.
I'm just thinking of the sprinklers. You and I talk about that. People water the street, the curb, the driveway. And
while
the
it's pouring outside.
And the grass is dry.
Yes.
Yeah, while it's pouring outside. There you go.
Either one of those. John, I love what you said earlier. You're a company that paints because there are... Throw a stone, you can find painting companies, two men in a truck. But you are a professional company that paints. So I want to make sure homeowners understand the professionalism when they get McFarland Painting. They're not going to, if you guys say you're going to be there, you're going to be there. Because we know in this industry there's a lot of that kind of stuff going on. But that's why people need to hire a professional that when you call them, I hate to say it this way. It's not, you know, leave a message, we'll get back to you. Someone calls you, they get an answer. You schedule an estimate. You give them an estimate while you're there.
Yeah, absolutely. So they get an exact time for the estimate. People are busy. And even working from home in this shift the last few years with COVID, people are still busy. And so when we say your estimate is at 10 a.m., your estimate's at 10 a.m. You know, and frankly, our guys will be in your driveway at 9:55 and walking to the door at a minute or so before your appointment. The estimate appointment is going to be done on time. It's going to be very thorough. You know, we ask the same types of questions. Do you have other concerns, other restrictions? Do you have a newborn with a nap time? We're that concerned with, you know, those type of things. Aside from what you want painted and how, when, why, and what colors, what's going to make the job go smoothest are those things. You know, if we have a newborn in the home that needs a nap time, then we phase that part of the job around the nap time. We move the crib out to the master bedroom, and then, you know, we do it in that order.
I don't want to cut you off, but yep. I love that, because I can't tell you how many times I'd go to a door and I could tell they had little kids when I went to the door, and I would knock really lightly on the door. I wouldn't want to ring the doorbell when I went to the door.
Agree.
I love that. You act. So if your person here can tell it's a younger person, they ask, do you have any children? And I love that.
And we stage jobs accordingly, too. A busy family of five or six can handle more guys in their house to flip a home upside down, take over spaces, where if we have an elderly couple, they want maybe one person a little slower tempo. They can't spend the time moving their personal belongings and breakables as much the night before for a big team to go through there. Where if you're a busy family, some of them, it's kind of pulled the Band-Aid approach. Let's do this in 2 days. I don't want to see you for a whole week. And we can scale that so it's fitting their needs. The paint job is going to look the same and be done the same, but the process to get there can be customized based on needs.
Well, not only that, how long it's going to last. You mentioned replacing siding. You mentioned something called flashings. You want to explain that a little bit better for the listeners?
Yeah.
People don't know.
We deal with a lot of siding and trim components that are placed too close to roofs. All right. So it's not standing off the shingles and the water is wicking up into that. And people think I have a poor paint job. It's peeling. It's almost always a deficiency that involves water, and it's not necessarily bad paint or cheap paint or poor application from before. The siding is down touching the shingles, and so it's acting as a sponge. Or the roughs on trim, maybe it didn't have a drip cap flashing that protects it, and it, or maybe it does, and it's pitched towards the home. You know, you guys see that all the time too, that negative pitch. And
absolutely,
it doesn't matter how great the paint is, if it's holding water, that's not going to hold up over
time.
You
mentioned fascias when we were getting ready for the show.
Yeah, so we do a lot of you know, gutter removal, fascia replacement, and then, you know, reinstallation of those gutters, because those gutters back up into that soffit cavity and cause that stuff to fail. And that's a very common problem that just kind of repeats if it's not actually corrected. So we're big on getting to the root cause.
John, you said even in your handyman division, a lot of times you wind up doing painting, even if it isn't a specific painting project. And you're also talking about the differences in paint and the changes you've seen in your career. Is this one of the reasons why we're guessing you prefer people don't buy their own paint?
Absolutely.
You guys want to buy the paint and bring it to them because you guys know what the best is and you guys keep up with what's changing out there.
And the changes are where it's at. So even a product that was fantastic 10 years ago has been reformulated and it may not be the right fit now because they're familiar with a brand or a label.
Right.
We have guys that every week are testing new products against the older ones and figuring out why it may be a better replacement or stick with what we know. And that is continually happening in our industry. As regulations increase from an environmental standpoint, the products become a little bit less user-friendly, and we have to find supplements for something that just worked all the time.
And that is something you guys take very seriously, and you explain to the homeowners, because the worst thing that could happen is a homeowner has a certain brand color they used 10 years ago, and maybe you come in and you paint it and it doesn't look the same to them. That's what communication is so important, because you'll say before and this could be the effect.
Yeah, and we really work to getting people with what they want, even if they're not sure how to get there. You know, what do they want at the end result? And that may be a change from a product that was their go-to for a number of years that maybe is not available or has been reformulated and it's just not going to perform well for them anymore and there's a better option out there.
Years ago, when I was doing a lot of decorative concrete, I remember I had a customer in front of me because there were so many colors in decorative concrete, and she just couldn't make up her mind. I got to think you see that all the time. Let's take a break. When we get back from break, let's talk about picking colors, the right colors for homeowners. It can be confusing for them, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, you're listening to the Inside Outside Guys featuring MacFarlane Painting on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys on 760 WJR. Sponsored today by McFarland Painting. To change your home's interior from kitchen cabinets to walls, trim, and stair railings, get an estimate request at McFarlandPainting.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
We've got the owner himself, John McFarland. So if you hear it in the next hour, it is true.
It is true. We're broadcasting from your beautiful showroom you have here on 96 Service
Schoolcraft.
Drive. Schoolcraft, thank you. Yeah. Last thing, Schoolcraft Drive. I want to encourage people to come down here and come look at all the things. Tell people real quick, John, if they come down here, what will they see in your showroom?
They're going to see quite a bit. So we have an on-staff designer that will help walk them through or leave them alone. If they know what they're looking for and want some time, we can do either way. But they're going to see the trendiest cabinets, colors, and actual live samples. They're going to see some that have been staples for the last 5 or 8 years, too. They're going to see some feature walls of carpentry of different colors. They're going to have access to a couple different manufacturers and actual paint swatches and be able to see them under different lights, too. So we have some LED lights. We have some incandescent. We have some adjustables that we can change, you know, the actual final appearance of that color based on what lighting they have in their house or maybe what lighting they're going to have in their house.
How many painting companies are going to consider the lighting someone has in their house to help the homeowner choose a color?
Very few.
I mean, very few.
That's kind of the art of that is kind of gone by the wayside. There's a lot of painters now that really don't know color theory and don't know the effects of light and plane of angle. We have folks that will come in and look at colors and for their walls and put them down on a tabletop and maybe they don't like it and then we move it up to the wall.
You're so right.
And they say, oh, no, you know what? That is the right color. What changed? Well, it's not reflecting light the same way. So the biggest stressor for our clients is generally color selection. And so we're taking away that stress by letting them come in here and have some ideas bounced off each other and working them through that process.
Trusting you.
Yeah, you have to.
Sometimes you have to say that.
And I've said this for a long, long time when I did work with designers and they would lean on me for color advice. The paint job can be done phenomenal. If the end result color is not what they had thought it would be for the client, the job is just so-so. I don't care how great it's cut in and how beautifully it was applied. So the color matters. It's what we do. We're a visual company.
So one of your major surfaces, of course, on the interior is drywall. How about existing wallpaper and the textured ceilings and the damage to the walls? Do you guys take care of all of that prior to paint?
We do. We remove that popcorn ceiling about every week. We have a job for that. Wallpaper is the same thing. Every week we have a wallpaper removal job. I've been hearing for years that wallpaper is making a comeback. We haven't really seen it. So we're still taking off far more than we're installing. And
you do install it.
We do install.
You're doing the murals? I know that's supposed to be a trend, the murals.
We're seeing a lot of the intricate patterns and things like that. Accent walls with wallpaper are really what we're seeing most of, not whole houses. But the removal of that and the prep for the walls is a job. That's a job that if you've done as a homeowner, you probably don't want to do it a second time. So.
Oh, God. And again, that's one of those things when you start, you say to yourself, what did I get myself into?
Yeah.
You guys do it every day. You know the best ways to do it. You know where to tackle, what corner to tackle first, you know, what to pre-soak.
And that's a classic one that you will make more of a mess if you're not
a
professional by trying it than just letting it go. Find something else to do that you may enjoy. Wallpaper is probably not one. So.
And it's not inexpensive to buy.
No.
So you don't want to mess
remember
it up.
When they had just wallpaper stores years ago.
Oh, gosh.
Just buy wallpaper. John, if someone's, we're broadcasting from Livonia right now, but if someone's listening in Milford or they're listening over in Commerce,
Shelby. Commerce, yeah.
What is your service area?
Yeah, our service area is generally 30 miles from Livonia. So that encompasses almost all of what we would consider Metro Detroit. For your listeners and our referral sources, we will go farther than that. If it's somebody that we know.
You take care of our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. We know that if we go a little bit farther, we're going to get great people, especially with you guys. So, Northeast is an area that is growing for us quite a bit, those Northeast suburbs in Macomb. And there's a demand for, I think, a professional company that answers the phone on time and shows up to estimates and those things. And so we'll go where we're wanted. And it seems like that's, that footprint is increasing. So we're increasing.
I was going to say that sounds like you, since you've been with us, it's increasing.
It
we love hearing that.
John, what's the process if somebody calls you today and they're looking at a full interior or exterior or both? What happens from that moment forward?
Great question. So they're going to get an estimate time booked with our office staff if they call. A lot of people are doing requests for estimates via our website or online, which is fine too. We get those. We'll call you right away and say we saw this request. We get an idea of what you're looking for. We're trying to set the amount of time that our estimator is going to be needed at the home. So if it's a repeat client, couple rooms, that can be done fairly fast. We'll talk about the weather more than your project. If it's a new client, whole house, we want to dedicate enough time that we're explaining exactly what we're doing and why. They'll get a typed quote sent by us, and it's very, very detailed. So it's room by room. If you're not sure if you're going to do the first floor and the second floor, we're going to list, bedrooms 1, 2, 3, hallway. We'll all be separate line items, so you can decide what you want to tackle at that time. Some of the other things that we do, you're going to get an appointment reminder for your estimate via email or text, whatever you select. You're going to get the same thing once you've approved your job before your service starts. So that's nice because it's just a reminder. But you're also going to get a call from our guys, an actual live person the week before, saying, okay, Ken, this is what we're doing in your home. This is what we need to have you do. Empty that china cabinet so we can move the breakables. Get this ready. We're going to go in the order of your quote. We're going to start in these rooms and move to these rooms unless you have an issue with that. We're going to have a game plan before we even arrive. And then that allows our crews, they have all those notes. So when they show up at your doorstep, they've seen the photos, they've seen the notes. Our clients don't need to explain to the painters how, when, why, and what. That's already been gone through with you. And it's really nice for the homeowners because we really need you for 10 or 15 minutes that first day.
And get out of the way.
And then you can go on about your day. If you want to go golfing or go to work or not go to work, we're good either way. And then we'll just need you at the end of the job to close it down. Our analogy is often like a restaurant. Yes, you can go grocery shopping and you can cook and you can clean and you can do those things, but we really want to kind of be turnkey and make this an enjoyable, easy experience for you.
Well, I'll add to that because earlier you were talking about how no one really likes when someone else buys material for them and then say, hey, will you put this on or will you paint this for me? I have the paint. One of the reasons is warranty. You can't warrant, someone else buys material, you can't warranty the material. We said it earlier, you know what the best is, therefore you feel confident in warranting
it. Yeah, absolutely. And with our relationship with the big manufacturers, we see very, very few issues with a paint product. But when we have, and I mean one every couple of years, we have the clout with that manufacturer that we're not just going to get the material replaced. They're going to pay our labor to fix it if there's a real issue. The end-use homeowner is just going to get that gallon of paint replaced. And so you're talking about a fraction of your investment, time or money, to get a new gallon of paint. That's not what anyone wants if there's an issue.
You talked about one of your people that was applying trim paint and called you up immediately because it was the same product he'd used before, he thought, but it wasn't.
Yep. We had a very common issue in our industry is the paint companies are reformulating stuff, often on a month-by-month basis. So what had worked before is now different. They've removed some raw components to either save money or availability of raw components. And our guys knew right away, they knew a month before our paint rep did, that this trim paint in particular had changed. And it took us 2 months to actually find out how, when, why, and what. But wow. Our guys in that living room knew when they opened up that can and started applying it, this is not covering the way that it should.
Wow. And I said it earlier, with all the different options people think they have out there, they're not going to get those warranties. They're not going to get this kind of service with two men in a truck. You have a large showroom here. You have a lot of employees. You keep a professional for these people. You want to make their experience with MacFarlane Painting as smooth and easy as possible. And Chuck, you say it all the time. No one wins in a warranty situation. That's why you make sure you do the best job ever, and you have very, very few.
Yeah, and we are paramount on being around when you need us again or when your friends and family. Even the size of our business, 68% of our business last year came from client referrals, which is uncommon. You get to be a little larger, right, and you have to start advertising more, and you lose a little bit of that, down-home feel.
Absolutely.
We've maintained that. A happy client is our number one point of emphasis. And it's because they refer us to more people like themselves, their friends, family, and neighbors that need stuff done. And for us, that's just so much more enjoyable.
This company is your baby. What do you love most about it as you look at it today?
Wow, good question. I like the challenges and kind of this ever-changing industry that we're in with some regulations. I think the color stuff is interesting to me. The trends are interesting. Coming up with solutions. Cabinet painting is wildly popular now. It was not that way 10 years ago, and we were at the front of that, I feel like. And so to me, that's what makes me excited to come here every day is, what's next.
You mentioned cabinet painting, cabinet resurfacing. You're right. It wasn't around until about the last 10 years. It's become very popular.
Yeah.
And very beautiful.
You have some displays here in the showroom that will just knock people's socks off. Can we talk about that more when we get back from break?
Absolutely.
All right. Stick around. We're going to talk more with John MacFarlane from MacFarlane Painting on the Inside Outside Guys, broadcasting on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to Bonus Hour of the Inside Outside Guys Show, sponsored by MacFarlane Painting right here in Schoolcraft in Livonia. Beautiful showroom. John MacFarlane, the owner of the company and the originator of the company. You guys do cabinet refinishing. You want to explain to our listeners, John, what that actually involves?
Yeah, it's different. The word cabinet refinishing can mean a lot of things. For us, it's a several-step process. It takes 1 week for the homeowner. So it's a cleaning, deglossing, sanding of your existing doors, applying of a very high-strength bonding primer, and then top coating with a very durable, actually rated for high-low traffic industrial urethane. So the misconception of painted cabinets, because people have seen and heard bad things, is chips, scratches, it's going to come off. It's not going to hold up.
A crummy DIY project.
Yeah, yeah. And for us, it was very important years ago when we kind of perfected our system that we had something that we could do low-impact on the client, so that's that 1 week Monday to Friday tempo, and then give them something that they could use immediately when we exit the home, and then something that's going to hold up for a long time. I have, you know, four beautiful children myself and three dogs, and so if it can last in my home under severe abuse, it will last in everyone else's home quite fine. And so the product that we use has held up beautifully in my house and under terrible situations with the kids that are now making their own breakfast and beginning to cook themselves, so it's high use. And for us, the cabinet refinishing, we do 8 to 10 jobs a week of that tempo, and we really, really end up with a very high-end, nice product for clients that does not look anything like a DIY.
Hardware is part of that as well.
Yeah, and I want to add to that, because people listening right now, if you have the same cabinet you had that the house was built with, you can make those look absolutely beautiful. And people are just kind of used to those old cabinets, and they don't know what the kind of things you can do to those cabinets.
Yeah, and so in our showroom, you can see it. We have some, they're builder-grade cabinets over there, because we're dealing with a lot of builder-grade cabinets. And you want to see what the finish looks like on that end product, we're going to show you with those split doors. And for us, the hardware is paramount. So we're removing the doors. They're coming back to our spray booths here in Livonia or at our shop up in Highland. And at that time, why would we put back on hinges that are a little loose or squeaky or not soft
dated.
Close?
Yeah.
You know, soft close hinges, once you have them, you'll never go back to the conventional hinge. And then cabinet pulls. So you see displays here from our hardware suppliers. That's another stressor, just like paint colors. You know, they're going to do this project. Well, if you come in, you can play with the actual color of the doors. You can play with your stone countertops. We have three or four different towers.
Talk about that too.
Yeah. And you can mock it up to get exactly what you want, where maybe you weren't sure. If you send people out into the public and they go to the big box stores for hardware, the selection is limited, and it's a stressor. So if you come in here, we can mock them up and kind of give you an A or B.
There's a difference in quality, too.
You can feel it. If you grab a pole and it's got some heft to it, it's real metal. You know, we deal with some of the big box handles that it's off. It doesn't quite line up exactly right when you go to put those screws in, and it never sits flush to the door. So eliminating some of those issues are really big for us. It makes the job simpler, easier, and everyone's happier.
And it looks brand new. And you can do complementary colors on islands versus wall-hung cabinets.
Yeah, we're still seeing that quite a bit. Islands as an accent is probably one of my personal favorites, but we're still seeing a lot of the lowers as an accent color, and the uppers maybe a little softer, more mundane white, and then they're going to go with a royal blue, navy blue, or darker gray on lowers. And then where we're sitting right now on this island, this is just a very simple cabinet that we extended some furniture legs on with a skirt and made it into a much larger island. We do the same thing with peninsulas, you know, where people now have this family life working station for homework, or they're eating meals there at a higher rate. And so making that more usable, you know, in their existing space. There's a lot of kitchens that don't make sense to tear out. You have doorways and things that you can't really change the layout without a giant, you know, first floor renovation. And those are great contenders for cabinet refinishing.
John, I'm a homeowner, but I have some parents who are getting older in age, up in age, and they need painting done, but they also need to be more steady in their house when they walk down a hallway. Talk about the grab bars. You said you guys are starting to install a lot more grab bars, and those really help for people staying in their homes.
It does. So, you know, are we a one-stop, you know, certified aging-in-place situation? No, we're not. But if they need some grab bars, when we went through the renovation of this building, I had to get up to speed on the ADA compliance stuff and where grab bars should be placed. And it's very particular. Those standards are exact. Yes. And so for us, providing some of these folks that, you know, they love their home. They don't want to go anywhere. The ability to stay there longer, if it's a couple grab bars in a hallway or in a bathroom or near a shower. For us, we're very well versed in those anchoring systems. We take them out and patch those things all the time. So this is kind of the reverse. And for us, being able to have that as an offering seems like it's something people are really grasping and really interested in.
You know, along the lines of what Ken was saying, the stair railings, you guys will refinish stair railings. But what about if you get into a house that's 60 years old and the balusters are 8 inches apart vertically?
We run into that probably a job a week we have to bring up to code in terms of stair parts. And that is something that no one wants to hear. You never want it in your house. And most people aren't aware of it. They think it looks off, but they're not actually aware that they're out of code. So myself being a licensed builder has always been very prideful in the fact that we're doing things the right way and explaining people the why, what, and how we're going to do this so that it is safe.
So I'm a client that has that. I just want you to paint them. Your response is going to be?
We can't do it. If it doesn't meet code, we're not. We're going to walk away from that job. We'll propose to you the correct solution. And if they don't want it or it's not right for them, that's fine. But, you know, we have some liability and we have some professional standards that we hold very highly.
Good for you.
I love that. So how about trim and molding replacements to go hand in hand with that?
Yeah, that's a very popular item right now. Similar to cabinets, if someone's been in the house for a little bit, maybe changing the color isn't enough. It's not enough pizzazz, and they want to go with a taller baseboard, or they want to add some crown molding. You want to add some shadow boxes or a feature wall. Those things generally, in our opinion, will have somebody kind of fall back in love with that home. You know, it's kind of like putting new wheels and tires on a sports car, right? it just kind of stokes that flame a little bit. So for us, that trim replacement, door replacement, those are services that tie in very well to what we do, and it's very easy for the client.
Will you apply a wainscoting like you have in your showroom?
Absolutely. We don't, all the carpentry you see in here is done with our in-house carpenters. They're highly proficient men and women, and they really are passionate about what they do. They're great problem solvers. So if we have a display wall here that's a nice, easy 10 by 12, and in your home it's not, or we have some plugs that are in a less than stellar location, they'll work with our clients in the layout to make sure that falls exactly the way they want to have it when it's done.
Now, you mentioned earlier patching drywall. It's not so much we get the most request for handyman, but I think our responses are the most for handyman because people want a certain thing done. They think they're professional. No, a handyman can handle that. Talk about your handyman services real quick and everything that you do for the handyman.
Yeah, so we do a lot of light replacements. You know, can lights go into LEDs, lights on the outside of the house, you know, just standard flush mount lights inside a house. The hardware that we've kind of discussed, either on cabinets or on doors, that's been popular. We just hung a picture for a woman who had a really beautiful feature wall. It's on our Facebook, and she was terrified to mess it up and hang the picture herself, and so we would do that. Generally, we do those things because people are not confident in where to go or have not gotten callbacks, and so when our clients ask us for those things, we really feel a strong obligation to let's make this easy and level that picture just right.
Chuck and I want to take a second and thank you for hosting the networking event here on the 22nd. It was a great event, and it was a great place for the event. Everyone had a great time.
So. Yeah, and a lot of those people are committed to showing up in Novi next weekend. I think you're going to be there.
Where we first met you.
We will be at the home show, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, well, cool. Hey, stick around for another segment featuring MacFarlane Painting. When we get back from break, we're going to talk to you about how you can book your appointment with MacFarlane Painting. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys on 760 WJR. Sponsored today by MacFarlane Painting. To change your home's interior from kitchen cabinets to walls, trim, and stair railings, get an estimate request at MacFarlanePainting.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
John, before we get into booking that project with our listeners, what are some of the color trends that you're seeing out there?
Yeah, there we get emails from Benjamin Moore, Sherwin-Williams, PPG about every week with the new trends. And so we really try to stay up on it. Our designer, Marcia, goes to those events with other designers and these, you know, people from those companies that are saying, this is what's coming, get ready for it. Right now, we're seeing a lot of light colored walls. So light white, off whites. Back to the basics. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Cabinets, we're seeing still a lot of whites and a lot of grays. The accent colors of cabinets are starting to shift a little bit more green away from blue. There's no problem with blue. I love both blue and green, but we're seeing more of those greens as accents. And we're seeing some darker feature walls, some dark blues, dark greens. And we just did one that was black that was really dramatic and quite striking. So, you know, not a lot of the beiges right now.
Hey, even though you're the owner, people need to just take your word for it. Go to your Facebook page. Go to your web. You guys do such a great job. Elizabeth takes care of your Facebook page.
Elizabeth
does such a great job putting out your jobs. And some of those darker color cabinets that you guys do, I mean, you show they before and afters on the pictures that you guys post. Absolutely beautiful.
And for us, that's if you walk into a paint store, you come to our showroom and you have thousands of colors in front of you, it's quite overwhelming. Most clients want us to start to neck that down and say, here's my space. You've seen the pictures. You know, give me two or three to walk out of here with. I don't want 6,000 options. And so we get asked a lot of time, what are other people doing? And you're right. You can see that on our Facebook and our website. And we have so many pictures and clients that you can find something that's pretty close to probably what you have.
Sure.
You know, with this type of hardwood in this color, and you can say, you know what, that's kind of my style right there. We get messages daily, what color is it in this picture? and that's fine, because again, we talked about it earlier, the happier you are with the color and the end product of it, the better the whole experience is. Where sure. if you go through this and you paint it the same thing because you're afraid, it may not be the right color. Maybe it's time to nudge you out of your comfort zone and go with some of these more modern colors. Or we have people all the time that say, you know what, I know what I like. And so that's why there's thousands and thousands of colors. You're right. That is the exact right color for your home, because it's what you want.
My recommendation is to be like me and say, and I don't like you too, Chuck, honey, whatever you want. It's so much easier as a husband. We know that. You want that color on the wall?
Make
here
it
you
work.
Go.
You mentioned plane of light earlier. Will you guys do suggestions for types of light fixtures? Because kitchens are kind of the bastardized poor stepchild of lighting in a
we
house.
We do. Yeah, and we offer some over the cabinet and under the cabinet lighting that can fix that problem. And the line that we offer is actually an LED adjustable, so you can adjust that from warm to cool. We have people that love a color, but if your lights are too warm or too cool, that may not be what you see. And so for us, really looking at that, balancing natural light and artificial, time of day, you know, those are all factors that come into how this is going to look, because it changes over the course of a day wildly.
Again, John, I want to make sure people hear, first of all, your website and your geographical area, because a lot of people are listening to us, and I want to make sure they know the areas that you'll come to.
Sure. So MacFarlandPainting.com is the website. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Service area is going to be about 30 miles from Livonia, so we're going to cover everything, you know, up into the southern part of Macomb County without any issue, all the way downriver, out to Ann Arbor. And then we have a location up in Highland, Michigan. That group out of Highland will go all the way, you know, to the other side, west side of Howell, and then up really nearly to Flint. So we're covering a pretty large breadth of area.
Yeah, you are.
Wow.
If someone's listening and they're excited about all the things you're talking about, is this a good place to hire in and build a future for yourself?
I think so. I was at a meeting this morning talking to some of our younger staff exactly about that. You know, I said it earlier, it's really, it's customer satisfaction and employee success. And if we're not making our employees successful, our product is going to suffer. So we do a lot of training. We have some things available to them. You guys are familiar with the weight room here at the showroom in the shop. That was an ask from a lot of staff members that said, you know, that would be cool and worth doing. And so we did that. So I think we're training them in what we do, but we're also trying to grow them as people and grow as a group to give them a spot where they feel very comfortable and like they can see themselves here in 5 or 10 years in a totally different role than where they are today.
That's awesome. I absolutely love the weight room. Healthy mind, body, and spirit. And you mentioned earlier, you know, client satisfaction.
satisfaction and employee success, and how, because everyone's happy at that point.
Yeah. And the clients can tell if people are excited to be at work and happy. We do, our service is a want, and it's a fun want. It's not the unfortunate, I had a sewer backup or, you know, a house fire. Those things are terrible. What we do is a want, and so it should be fun. It should be a fun process. It should be exciting. And our staff, from the start to the finish, I think feels the same way. It's really nice to take something, change the look, have people pumped up about it, and then, you know, feel proud about it.
Are you painting exteriors now?
Not yet. So
any second now.
Any second now. You know, some years we start in March, some years we start in April. Last year was a terribly wet spring that we want to forget about. We really didn't get going till May. So our exterior season is nearly upon us, and all of our crews are very excited to get outside and get some vitamin D.
Let's get back to the people and the people that you want to be part of MacFarlane Painting, because I'm looking around this showroom. It's flawless. I mean, there's no, what do we call it, Chuck, tube trim? I don't see any of that. It's perfect.
That would be caulk for the under.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Perfectly mitered. And someone can come here out of high school, work for you for 5 years, and acquire all the very valuable skills it takes to build this whole showroom around here. And why wouldn't somebody do that and be a part of a very successful team?
Yeah, and for us, having the shop, I think, is going to be another big key to that, right? They have a place to go. We're not meeting at a coffee shop. We're not doing interviews out of a garage.
You know? Meet me at my house in the morning and sending the crews out, right?
Yeah, and so for us, and part of that is our crews meet here, and there's certainly a cost to that from a labor standpoint, but then we arrive to the customer's house at the same time in lettered vehicles, uniform shirts, ready to rock, ready to go for the day. That's a much better presentation than, you know, one at a time over the half an hour from 8 to 8:30, the crew kind of arrives, and that's just not a great look
and
for us.
And leaving two or three times to go to the hardware store because they didn't have the material.
We're stocked here. So our crews have a ton of supply stocked. Their vans are stocked. And again, that keeps the project on track. We don't have to leave to get stuff. We have, you know, for all the contingencies and backups and different types of patching compounds that we may need, they're in the truck. We don't have to go to the store and stop progress for it.
So again, you are looking for people without any experience whatsoever to a master carpenter.
Yeah, absolutely. We have, the nice thing about our current size is we have the ability to put people in spots where they're going to be most successful. So if it's somebody that has more of a carpentry, mathematical engineering type mind, we have available work for that. If somebody that's a little bit more of an artistic expression, and we have one now, her name's Stacy. She does our handrails, and she is a dynamite stain matcher. She comes from a theater set building background, and she can match any stain that the flooring companies give us for that handrail, and she's just dynamite. So there's a lot of avenues. It's not one size fits all here.
Do you have people that function as project managers?
Yeah, we have five project managers now. They each run teams of, you know, 10 plus people, and you know, their responsibilities are making sure that their crews are running efficiently on time, completing projects on time, have the tools they need to be successful. And you know, our clients have a dedicated team. We don't mix crews. So if a crew starts your job, they finish it. If you want us back in 2 years to paint the other half of your home, you're going to get the same people because you know them. We know about the dog. We know about, you know, Johnny and baseball and those things that matter.
You have a file on that customer.
Yeah, we know exactly, you know, what's going to be the right fit for sure.
Wow, that's fun. I got to tell you, John, you have a very impressive showroom and a very impressive attitude. Your employees are fantastic. We just want to thank you for taking such great care of our listeners, and we know you're going to continue to do it.
And pleasure's all mine.
Hey, you've been listening to the Inside Outside Guys featuring John MacFarlane, the owner of MacFarlane Painting. And if you need any of his services, I mean, come to the showroom on Schoolcraft Road in Livonia and just take a look at everything he does. You will be impressed.
Yeah, a professional company that paints.
Again, thank you everyone for listening. This has been a special edition of the Inside Outside Guys featuring MacFarlane Painting, only on AM 760 WJR.